Everybody laughed, and they set to work breaking camp and loading the little plane for the final leg of their journey. As they did so, Lucy walked to the edge of the forest and called, "Hear me, O great Arborabane! I seek thy help!" Soon a dark shape swept out of the trees and came to perch on a nearby log.
"Speak thy will, O promised one! It is many moons since thou departed hence."
Lucy realized with delight that this was the very eagle that had guided her to the crater on her previous expedition. That made life much simpler. "I go now with my kin to the crater of antiquity, and I would like you also to go there." She remembered that the eagle had been reluctant to fly into the crater because of the powerful and unusual air currents around its rim, and hurried to reassure him. "I know that it is dangerous for you to fly into that place, and ask only that you come to its edge, at the place I climb down."
"I know it well," replied the eagle. "What wouldst thou have me do?"
"Only to come for a short while each day, as the brilliant one rises from his sleep. If I have need, I will call up to thee with a message to take to all those creatures who live where the great river passes into the great salt. This should be done by many Phlegiquills in turn, for it is many leagues away. There is a wolfkin there who will heed this message. If I need thee not, I will come before I depart from the crater and bid thee farewell."
"It shall be done as thou bid."
The eagle was a creature of few words, but Lucy trusted him absolutely. His great wings clattered as he rose and flew west towards the crater.